My name is Stephanie Krishnan. I'm an Associate Vice President with IDC Insights Asia Pacific, based out of Singapore. I'm responsible for the Manufacturing and Energy Insights teams in the region. Here today, we're going to talk about the road to digital transformation, digital strategies to transform your business. With me today is Nitin Bansal, Senior Vice President, Head of Asia Pacific for Azentio, and Jagan Arumugan, Deputy Vice President, Solutions, Asia Pacific, also with Azentio. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stephanie, and thanks for having us today.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Thank you. And just to start with, though, I'll just give an overview, which is as manufacturers are dealing with unpredictable and hyper-competitive markets, here at IDC, we are seeing accelerated ramping up of digital capabilities to enable resilience and drive future growth. Manufacturing operational and technology leaders are coming together to design the future of manufacturing with technologies that integrate operational and managerial insights through cloud to accelerate day-to-day decision-making that will enable a better response to uncertainty and disruption. It'll also enable them to drive productivity and ensure organizational sustainability. When disruptions occur, impacts are felt down to the shop floor, which requires organizations to reschedule and adjust productions in local factories and also across factory networks. Companies can struggle to manage inventory, assets, and workforces as they deal with disruption, and not having data on hand to provide shop floor visibility can result in inefficiencies. At the same time, organizations are dealing with traditional pressures, such as revenue and profit in the short term, as well as maintaining their existing customer base. External disruptions are also amplifying these traditional pressures. In IDC's recent Manufacturing Insights survey, we found that Asia Pacific manufacturers' top priorities were the expected pressures with regards to declining sales, increased competition, and internal costs. However, what our research also showed was that while there is some emphasis on efficiency and automation, the priorities for the next 3 to 4 years are focused on product and new business model innovation, where organizations are seeking to capitalize on digital capabilities and generate new business models or revenue streams, as well as looking to new product innovation and new market segments to explore. Now, as we begin this conversation, I'd first like to invite Nitin and Jagan to further introduce themselves and give a sense of who they are and what we're going to be talking about today.
Thank you, Stephanie. Indeed, these are both exciting and equally challenging times for the manufacturers. And definitely, digital transformation is an effective journey for manufacturers to rebound from the impact of COVID-19 and emerge stronger. I and my colleague Jagan are definitely excited having conversation today with you. Azentio Software provides core software to financial services providers and ERP solutions to mid-market enterprises across Asia-Pacific, Middle East Africa, and Indian subcontinent regions. Headquartered in Singapore, we serve more than 800 clients across 65 countries. Azentio is owned by Apex Partners, a leading global private equity firm with an aggregate fund portfolio of more than $65 billion. Our vision is to be the leading software provider in chosen verticals across Asia-Pacific and Middle East Africa. At Azentio, I'm accountable for the business growth of Orion, which is Azentio's ERP solution across APAC and Southeast Asia markets. My colleague Jagan, he heads our ERP solution and pre-sales practice, mainly focusing on clients in Asia-Pacific with specific expertise in manufacturing industries.
Great. Thank you, Nitin, and welcome to you both. As I mentioned earlier, manufacturers are addressing changing customer demands and preferences through balancing the need for productivity and efficiency on one hand and on the short term, while driving towards innovating product and services offerings for long-term growth and business resiliency. Now, perhaps you could throw some insights on how these organizations are becoming more resilient and responsive while juggling these seemingly opposing objectives. Jagan, maybe we could start with you.
Yes, Stephanie, though the objective seems to be opposing, I would like to categorize them into two factors. Like, one is external factors, another one is the internal factors. The external is more of customer demand and expand the addressable market. So internal is more of solving your productivity and efficiency at the same time. So if you look at the external objective, the main challenge the manufacturing customers are facing today is the demand variability. The industry trend is moving from a mass production to a mass customization model. This is very evident. Even if you see in our online commerce, for every product sold from $1 to $1,000, you have a lot of options to personalize before you placing the order. this creates a kind of a ripple effect across the supply chain where the customers has to respond and react, not from the production, it's from material sourcing, production and delivery. And it has become a competitive necessity to be responsive to the market. This is something they need to address. This is one challenge. The second thing is on the internal side, rapid advances in technologies such as AI, IoT, and digital analytics are beginning to transform the way resources are produced and consumed inside the businesses. Yeah. So customers are seeking technologies to implement smart devices to reduce energy consumption, predict and prevent maintenance issues, improve their quality output, remove the guesswork from the quality checks, and reduce human errors, which leads to increased productivity and efficiency. So an organization has to take both of them in their strategies and they need to execute it together. And that's what we see in the market.
Great. And Nitin, perhaps you could expand on some of the trends that you're seeing working with other customers.
To substantiate what Jagan has just indicated, recently one of the largest steel producers in Malaysia wanted to completely digitize their shop floor by implementing RFID-based asset tracking and real-time monitoring of their production equipments on the shop floor. What we proposed there is our smart manufacturing suite that comes with an IoT platform and capable of both tracking and monitoring the equipments in real time. This is actually an example of customer who intends to focus on productivity improvement and efficiency. I quote another example out of Southeast Asia market only. It's at a leading manufacturer of ceramic tiles in Indonesia. They were facing the challenge of capacity planning. The challenge was how to match the planning, the capacity at the shop floor with the variation on the demand. Now, the smart manufacturing suite, what we propose, has a core planning module, which can easily cater to all such scenarios to enhance timely decision to sync the shop floor activities to the sales demand. And this is, again, substantiating to what Jagan indicated, the need for the smart planning systems for the manufacturers to further look at the variabilities, what they see in post-pandemic era. Actually, most of our customers have recognized that agility in switching to the new business models is central to retain the business and also fulfilling new demands during and post-pandemic period. Now, we have examples of manufacturers who have actually turned to churning out hand sanitizers, ventilators, or even producing face masks. Actually, the key to success is all about right manufacturing processes, adoption of right technology, and really innovating your overall supply chain and production processes.
So in your experience, what impact has the role of cloud had on your customers' experience and business outcomes?
Thanks, Stephanie, for asking this question, a very apt one, more so when cloud has really become a buzzword. We listen to it day in, day out. So if we see cloud adoption in Asia-Pacific region has actually seen a significant increase since 2020. While there is no denial that the COVID-19 pandemic forced businesses to operate remotely, many organizations in any case were in the middle of executing their cloud journey. And more so with government bodies across Asia also adopting the cloud, it provided necessary confidence to the private sector also, who were in any case worried about the data and cybersecurity issues. Our industry cloud actually helped our customers to move from standalone ERP systems to a cloud-enabled composable business, and it also helped them created the industry cloud ecosystem, which helped connected their core business with the partners like automation partners, industry 4.0 partners, and even other service providers. One key business outcome which we have clearly noticed with our customers is a real-time and targeted analytics on their data. And cloud has really helped them to modernize their data platforms. Other key benefits, which are pretty relevant and pretty visible also, include scalability. You spoke about scalability. We have seen customers scaling up or down based on their shifting business requirements. Reduction in the overall operational cost. There's no need to maintain expensive data centers now. Increased employee productivity and accessibility. You are seeing employees operating remotely, even factories operating remotely, which was never heard of, right? Security, cloud is definitely more secure than the traditional alternatives. There are so many benefits and business outcome efficiencies what we have seen with our partners who have adopted cloud. Let me conclude that some of our customers actually see an opportunity to potentially create or build a non-linear growth engine, and cloud is not just an enabler. It's actually a foundation pillar for such strategies.
Great, thank you. And there does seem to be a lot of benefits there, but obviously people don't wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to buy some cloud. So, you know, Jagan, maybe you could elaborate on some of the pain points that customers have experienced, say, over the last 2 years. I mean, you mentioned the adoption since 2020. You know, how have customers used cloud to address those pain points?
Yeah, see, the couple of challenges that has been constant and consistent with all our customers, especially in the manufacturing space, is primarily the demand management, which has been shifting up and down, and they need to increase their capacities as well as increase their infrastructures. And that's where the cloud came in, and they were able to scale up their operations over a period of time. And that too, with the COVID pandemic coming in, people were not able to be in office, and still they want to achieve this without any infrastructure support. That's where the cloud came in, and it was handy for everybody to scale up on demand. And on the operational side, the demand management, planning, and on-time delivery was a consistent and constant challenge for every customer. Apart from the cloud-related infrastructure, the business was going through these changes, and they were supposed to handle these business factor influences. Though they are similar in a glance, but each of them would need a unique solution as per the constraints present in each of the organization. Yeah. And that's where that makes a lot of difference for every organization. The problem seems to be same, but ideally the solutions are going to be different.
Do you have any specific examples that you could talk through here?
Yeah. So for example, we have a leading pharma manufacturer having operations in more than 12 countries. And their primary challenge was managing their SKU. They have a wide variety of SKUs because based on the variants and as well as the packaging specifications of each and every customer. So it needs a coordinated effort, not only from the internal functions, but also from the delivery partners who are external to their organization. So imagine a situation when I have multiple variants of SKUs to be produced at a various scale, and I also need to deliver it through an external partner. They needed a smart planning solution, which can handle this end-to-end. So which can manage the variants one side, as well as timing their delivery schedules accordingly to manage the partners to create the on-time delivery schedule. And this has improved their delivery time significantly. And in a 6 months period of time, their delivery improved from 80%, and they were able to achieve it consistently over a period of time. And secondly, the more accurate planning was happening, the shop floor execution improved as there was reduced lead times and setup times, then improving the order processing capability and resulting in a production capacity increasing by 40% over a period of time. These were the real case that we have measured and with our existing customers in the pharma industry.
Great, thank you. So Jagan, you've mentioned demand variability and how that's an important consideration. Perhaps, you know, it seems like planning would be an essential part of that. Do you see organizations addressing planning as part of their solutioning?
Yeah, absolutely, Stephanie. In another case, which I was talking to another customer who is primarily a manufacturer of hygiene products, the challenge is more on stockout days of a specific product that resulted in a delivery fulfillment issues. We had analyzed the problem and recommended the customer to apply a different forecasting model for each of the product or a group of product. And rather than using a single method across all the products to arrive at demand quantity. Again, some products are seasonal, some are on average moving. So we have to tell them to use a smart planning tool, which can give them a more accurate demand quantity. And this has helped them to improve the fulfillment trend, and the stockout days were kept below the 5%. So this all is outcome of a smart planning solution implemented in both the cases. That's, again, it's a measurable statistics we collected based on our case analysis that we done with our customer. Yeah,
certainly building up immediate capability and adding resiliency to the organization in the long term. In putting these solutions together, what do you think is critical to forming the business case that allows customers to progress on this journey? Obviously, you know, convincing management to invest is quite important and quite necessary. So maybe Nitin, you could expand on this a little.
Oh, definitely, Stephanie. While it's definitely key to the success, because unless and until the management going to invest, we won't see the progress of that use case. It's also a tricky situation for other stakeholders to sort of manage the management and help convincing them, right? Now, the justification of investment obviously needs a clear problem definition backed up with the data points from business operations. In most of the cases, we have seen that the problem definition itself is not accurately known. And in any case, customer would have tried multiple other isolated solutions, which wouldn't have given the desired result, which creates another layer of apprehension with the management. In most of these cases, we help the customer to define the problem statement more accurately and the impact of the problem to the business functions. Then we took a consultative approach and worked with the customer's key stakeholders in providing those data points with the correct cost-benefit analysis. And collaboratively, we presented it as a business case to the management, which finally helped them to convince the management for the desired investment. In few other cases, what we have also done, we have taken the POC approach in addition to the cost-benefit analysis. And thereby, we could demonstrate the partial resolution of the problem in the POC itself with real-world scenarios, and thereby helped remove the impedance from the management's point of view to go ahead with this investment. And finally, Stephanie, it's very common to see if the problem statement is pointing towards end consumers, then there is more traction from the management team to resolve it. So always try to link your problem definition to finally the desired business outcomes from your for your end consumers. And that's the key here.
So as part of putting the business case together, I'm hearing that you know, having that problem statement defined and you know, driving towards an outcome is important. What we see here at IDC is that if there is more than one outcome they're driving towards and building more multiple use cases, then it often requires a roadmap, and organizations do get better results if they do have that strategic roadmap in place. How do the priorities for your customers and your organization over the next 3 years drive your respective roadmaps? Maybe you gentlemen can elaborate on that.
Sure. Jagan, would you like to go first?
Yeah, Stephanie. So the based on our prospects and customers' priorities, what we understand is everybody is keen on the digital transformation journey. They want to make use of this pandemic has pushed it hard, and they are fast-tracking their implementation plans, and they are very keen to go ahead. And this is where we are aligning our implementation plan and product roadmap to make sure we are enabling our customers to go through this journey. So next couple of years, we are going to work with our key clientele in the manufacturing space, enabling them their IR4 transition with our smart manufacturing solutions. We understand there is a bit of automation anxiety that exists across the spectrum of the industry, both from a vendor side as well as the client side. So we have come up with an IR4 solution framework, which we are explaining to our customers to how to approach the IR4 journey. So we, as a part of this process, we go through a process discovery and analysis steps at the jobs done on the shop floor. We then put the context of the how the sensors, bots, and AI capabilities can augment the human workforce in performing the same activity. We want the customer to redefine the job that is done in the shop floor and what is the strategic value for the business, which is going to be the key for a successful digital transformation. And this is going to be our approach towards our implementation IR4 solution with our clientele for next couple of years, Stephanie.
Great. Nitin, did you have anything to add to that?
Oh, yes, Stephanie, from the product priorities as an organization, obviously we need to be in sync with our customers' priorities. And thereby our product priorities are to build the Orion Cloud Foundation product and launch ERP industry clouds for manufacturing, distribution, and financial verticals. At the same time, we are closely working with our partners to build surround solutions in the cloud to increase our overall solution offering across our key focus verticals. We have been even working with some of our key account customers to co-create solutions leveraging IR 4.0 technologies. In line with our core values, our product vision is to evolve from a system of records to a system of innovation for our customers. We aspire to be a leading industry cloud product that provides our customers with the right size solution for their business. And that's something which is going to define our product roadmap for the next 3 years, Stephanie.
Great, thanks. It sounds like we've, you know, you're seeing your customers have that vision and you're encouraging them in building that vision, but you're also aligning your own roadmap with that vision, which is great to see. So in terms of wrapping this up, we are coming to the end of the time. So, you know, do you have any last words or guidance for those that are considering their industry 4.0 journey?
Yes, Stephanie, our suggestion and recommendation would be for any organization considering a transformation journey should start with preparing an IR4 blueprint for that business. They need to identify the benefits they want to achieve, the technology they would like to use, and the desired impact on the business model, and the infrastructure needed to support that journey. They need to start it now if they haven't started it. As they say, the IR4 train has started the journey and it's for the customers to hop on at the right time.
Great. Nitin, what about yourself, just as a wrap up?
I'll be keen to hear guidance from IDC here, Stephanie, but yeah, just one bit from my end. I think customers need to really focus on adopting industry standards and set a strong foundation through connectivity, because companies can really accelerate and extract more value out of their IR 4.0 journey by adopting standards in areas such as connectivity and cybersecurity. This is especially crucial for SME market with the limited manpower and financial resources. And early adoption of open connectivity platform can help manufacturers ensure that their equipment will be able to interface with one another during different IR 4.0 implementation phases, and leading to seamlessly accelerating their capacities and productivity over time. So that's one bit from my end I would like to suggest as a guidance.
Great, thank you. And today we've heard a lot about the demand variability coming from external pressures, the internal pressures that are also resulting with that. And we've expanded a bit on capacity planning and being able to deal with the variability that is coming through the organization. There has been that emphasis on real-time access to data to drive insights to address variability and to be able to plan accordingly. From an IDC perspective, one of the things that we're seeing, it is necessary to build that roadmap. Jagan, you called it a blueprint, but to prioritize that use case implementation and make sure that organizations are able to scale their technologies investment. Nitin, you mentioned that there is that connectivity that's required, and organizations do need to make sure that they're able to get the most out of investments in those sort of technologies across those multiple use cases to strengthen their business cases. The other thing that we've noticed is that manufacturing and operational technology leaders are coming together to design the future of manufacturing. And that is resulting in technologies such as cloud being used to accelerate day-to-day decision-making that will enable a better response to uncertainty and disruption, enabling organizations to drive productivity and ensure both organizational and indeed environmental sustainability. It's also creating that foundation that allows them to improve what is happening today, but having that vision for the future that allows them to focus on growth, product development, and innovation. Now, today we've been talking here about the road to digital transformation, digital strategies to transform your business. My name is Stephanie Krishnan. I've been here with my guests from Azentio, Jagan and Nitin, and we'd like to say thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Lovely interacting today. Thanks,
Stephanie. Thanks.